Translation: Let me therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto the Lord, who has become the son of Vasudeva, the pleasure of Devaki, the son of Nanda, and the other cowherd men of Vrindavana, and the enlivener of the cows and the senses.
So, and then the last verse, it has been explained by Kunti that Krishna is meant for the Paramahansa Munis, very, very exalted person, they can understand Krishna. Bhakti Yoga Vidhanartham, because such learned persons, such exalted persons, they can only understand what is Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga is the topmost yoga. There are different kinds of yogas. Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, Hatha Yoga, many others. Yoga means contact or having connection. So Bhakti Yoga means directly connection with Krishna or God. That is Bhakti Yoga. Other yogas, they are not directly connected. Karma yoga, yoga means connection with Krishna or God. But when there is the word karma yoga, it is adulterated. It is not pure. Karma yoga means yat karosi, yat juhosi, yat asnasi, tapasya, kurusya karma, that is karma yoga. Whatever you are doing, in the beginning, one cannot take to pure bhakti yoga. Therefore, karma yoga is recommended. Never mind, whatever you are doing, in that position, you can become a devotee. Karma yoga, that is. People are interested in different types of work. So, therefore Krishna says, just karma, never mind, whatever you are saying. So how it becomes karma yoga? Not kurusya tadma darpanam, you give it to me. Suppose you are doing business and you are earning lots of money. So Krishna says, all right, go on, you are attached to business, to go on doing that. But the money earned out of your business, you give it to me. This is karma. Not that you earn money and spend for your sense gratification. That is not karma. The rascals, they are saying this is karma. For sense gratification, they are using, and that is karma. No, that is not karma. Here is karma. It doesn't matter whatever you are doing, but the ultimate result, you give it to me. In another place, Krishna says, karmani adhikaraste mahaphaleshu kadaga. You can go on with your business, but don't expect the fruit of the business. Mahaphaleshu. The indirect is the fruit should be given to me. Mahaphaleshu kadachana. Don't expect the fruit. Suppose you grow a nice mango tree, and there will be fruit, nice fruit. So, according to Bhagavad Gita, it is said, ma phaleshu kadachana. You don't take the fruit. Oh, such a nice mango tree nourished in so many years, now the fruit is there. And Krishna says, ma phaleshu kadachana. Don't take the fruit. Then who will take the fruit? It will rot, it will fall down on the ground, and it will rot. No. The idea is, you don't take, but you give it to me. This is done. It is not that it should be wasted. That is karma. So those who are kurmis, very much attached to material activities, for them, this karma yoga is japa bhakti. Somewhere or other, be connected with Krishna. It's not somewhere very great achievement that you work hard for money and give it to Krishna. That is a great sacrifice. So, by karma yoga also, you can satisfy. Because the main business is to satisfy Krishna. Atapungi vijas kreshta. Varnasrama vibhagta. Varnasram, there are four varnas and four ashramas. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Vyastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. So, these are the scientific divisions of civilized society. Unless there are these divisions, it is a chaotic condition. It is not very satisfactory. That is happening. Nowadays, there is no scientific division of the human society. Therefore, there are so many chaotic conditions. So, actual human civilization begins when we accept these eight departments and management of the society. That is human. Otherwise, animal society. So according to Vedic civilization, every department, division, has got a particular duty. The Brahmana, their duty is how to practice, to control the mind, to control the senses, to be tolerant, to be very simple, simple living, not very gorgeous living. Whatever is absolutely necessary, the Brahman will accept. Not more than that. That is simplicity, simple living. high thinking. So this is Brahma. Sama dama tudikha arjava. And then dhyanam. Dhyanam means to understand what is what. People are all in ignorance, rascals. The Brahmana should not be rascal. Therefore, Brahmana is given the title Pandit. Still, in India, they say Brahman Pandit. Brahman must be a Pandit, a learned. The Brahman rascal is not Brahman. What you are, I am Brahman. What you do, my full thala. That is not Brahman. Brahman means Pandit. He must be a learner. Patan, patan, jajan, jajan, dana pratigraha. These are the Brahmana's occupational duties. He must be learned scholar himself, and he try to make others also learned scholar. Patan, patan. Not that I know. If you know something better, you may be very valuable, you must distribute it. Otherwise, in Sanskrit language, they call jnana khala, miser, in knowledge. One who has got knowledge, just like in the modern world, if one is scientifically advanced, he gives the knowledge to others. He goes from university to university and speaks about the new inventions. So similarly, Brahmana means that he must have full knowledge and he must distribute the knowledge. Not that keep it for himself. These are, nobody should know it. No. But on path. Kalyanam Vijnanam. Similarly, everyone has got particular type of business. Kshatriya has got, Vaishya has got. So, just karosi, whatever you are doing, you must do it for Krishna's satisfaction. Krishna's satisfaction, if you have got some knowledge, you distribute the knowledge for Krishna's satisfaction. How you can do that? Whatever knowledge you have got, you try to describe Krishna. Kavi bhi nirupita jag uttama shloka gunanubarnama. This is the first class distribution of knowledge. Whatever you know, you try to explain Krishna by that knowledge. Just like our Dr. Sanjit Damodar. He is a scientist, and now he is trying to explain Krishna through his scientific knowledge. Similarly, if you are a medical man, you can explain also Krishna through medical science. If you are an engineer, you can explain also Krishna through engineering. Krishna can be explained. But the person who is explaining, he must be intelligent. Because Krishna is everything. So, simply we must have the intelligence how to explain engineering and come to the conclusion of Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing that. He was teaching grammar. So, when there was question of dhatu, he was explaining Krishna. So, some of the students, they did not like that explanation, so therefore Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to wind up his schools, because they did not like. So Krishna can be, Krishna is everything. Simply, one must have sufficient knowledge how to see Krishna through everything. That is Mahabhava. Sarvatra surayata ishtadevi. Whatever you see, be Krishna. Because actually Krishna is everything. Say that bhakti yoga is so nice that is the perfect yoga. And Krishna confirms it. Yoginam api sarvesam madgata antarasmana sadhyaman bhajate dhumam samijitutam. The first class yogi is he who is always thinking of Krishna. The same way, if you are a medical man, if you think of Krishna, how to prove that Krishna is the best physician or Krishna is the best surgeon through medical science? If one thinks like that, and if he tries to do it, he is first class yogi, even though he is a medical man. Similarly, everyone can become the first class yogi if he takes to Krishna consciousness. Now the question is that some of the rascals, they take Krishna as a black man who is talking. Black man. One government officer. I think some rascal, his name is Mr. Anand. He has described Krishna that he was a black aborigine and he became very powerful somewhere or other, and people worship him as God. It was published in a government magazine. So there are so many rascals. Sometimes Krishna, when those who are demons, to defy Krishna, that this Krishna is a crow, or this Krishna is a black man, and Krishna is Shudra. Krishna means so many things. Krishna, Shudra, they are also Krishna, God. The Brahmanas are called Shukla. And in this way, the rascal demons, they want to describe Krishna in their own way so that Krishna devotees may be unhappy, and that is a pleasure. Therefore, to teach these rascals, Krishna, Draupadi and Kunti is pointing out Krishnaya Vasudevaya. You rascal, you don't take Krishna otherwise. I am speaking of Krishna, the son of Vasudeva. That's why identification. In the core, if you give your name, then you must give the father's name, your village, your district, like that. That is identification. So therefore, Kunti Devi is pointing out it is no other Krishna. The Krishna whose father's name is Vasudeva, whose mother's name is Devaki, whose father's name is Nanda Maharaj, whose mother's name is Yashodama. That's all. Vallabhacharya, he wrote some essays and books, the meaning of Krishna. The meaning of Krishna, and he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he wanted some theologization, that he has so many meanings of Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I know Krishna's name only two or three, that's all. He says, I know Krishna is the son of Yashoda Mai, Yashoda Stanandhan. Krishna means the boy who struck the breast of mother. I know. See here also, Nanda. Nanda Nanda Naya. He says, Nanda Gopa Kumaraya. Kumara means who is not married. So, Krishna remained in Vrindavan up to 16 years. Therefore, he remained always Kumar, Nanda Kumar, Nanda Nanda. Here it is explicitly said, Nanda Gopa, and who has Nanda? That is also explained. Nanda means that the leader of the cow herdsmen. Or he was king, Nanda Maharaj. King does not mean always one has to become a king of very big kingdom. No. Anyone who possesses still in India, anyone who possesses some land, he is called king. Raja. He is called Raja. The Jamindar, one who possesses some land, especially in upcountry. So Nanda Maharaj, because he possessed some land, he was going to do rich man. He possessed cows and grain. Formerly, a man is still now also. Actually, that is riches. Gobayad Nova. One who has got many cows, he is to be considered as rich man. Dhanmena Dhanova, one who has got a large quantity of food grain, he is Dhanova. Nowadays, one who has got a bunch of paper, he is considered, and the paper is nothing. As soon as government is serious, then the $1,000 note and $100 notes, it will have no value. So, actual value, to keep cows, to have food grains, or gold, jewelry, these are the signs of richness. But, Kali Yuga is so cruel that if you have got gold, if you have got jewels, then government will take care. Dasya dharma. Formerly, there were ordinary slanderers, thieves. Now, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, the government will be composed of organized thieves. That is dasya dharma bhi, raja bhi. Government officer means organized thieves. In every country. That will be the situation. So you cannot keep now. You have to be satisfied with these papers. That's all. So Nanda Maharaj was rich because he possessed 9 lakhs of cows. And Krishna had to take care of. Although Krishna was Nanda Maharaj's son, king's son, still he had to go. When he was young, 5-6 years old, he had to take care, not only Krishna, but all his friends. That was the system. The small boys, they would take care of the cubs. And after 6 years, they would take care of the cows. So in this way, 15-16 years, they would pass. Then they may go to school. But the ordinary Vaishyas, Nanda Maharaj happened to be Vaishya, not Kshatriya. His father, Krishna's father was Vasudev, he was Kshatriya. His uncle Kamsa, he was Kshatriya. He belonged to the Kshatriya family. He was born as the son of Vasudev. But because he was transferred in his death after his birth to Nanda Maharaj, so, in the boyhood, in childhood, he remained a Vaishya. Actually, Krishna is neither Vaishya, nor Shudra, nor Kshatri, nor Brahmana. He is the Supreme Personality of God. Prakritet para. That has been described by Kunti. Prakriti, no? Namaste. What is the beginning? Namaste Purusham. What is that? What? Adhyam. Ta means you. So, Ishara Prakite Para. He is beyond the jurisdiction of this material world. Prakite Para. So, he is neither a Brahman. This Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahma, they are this material designation. They are not actually facts. So, as Krishna is not belonging to this material world, he belongs to the spiritual, prakriti para, parasasmatsubhava anya, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Para. Para means another, or the superior. Parasasmatsubhava anya. In the Bhagavad Gita, it says, if you have seen this material world up to the sky, your vision is up to the sky, although you do not know what are these planets, how they are existing, you have no knowledge. But still, at least you can get experience that this universe is covered by this round sky, and within this universe there are so many planets. So Krishna does not belong to these planets or this material sky. He belongs to the Parabrahma. Again, Parabrahma means a star. And Param means the superior or spiritual. Therefore, Krishna belongs to everything, because everything is Krishna, but he has got a special above. That is Vaikuntha, Goloka Vrindavan. That is situated in the spiritual sky, not in this material sky. In the material sky, that Goloka Vrindavan is there, replica. That's Vrindavan where you go. When Krishna comes, just like government, the governor or the king, when he is on tour, in every city, he has got a special house. What is that house called? That's like, similarly, when Krishna comes in this universe, he comes there, in Vrindavan, in Mathura, in the Dwarka. But there is no difference between that Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan, and this Vrindavan. So these things have to be understood. Krishna is para. Parastasmatsu bhava anna. In the Bhagavad Gita, we gave this information. There is another nature, exactly like this. But these so-called scientists, they are so ignorant. They cannot estimate that there is another nature, there are spiritual planets. they do not know even how many planets are there, how they are situated, how they are inhabited. They think simply this planet is full of living entities. In other planets there is no living. But that is not the fact. Every planet. Every planet is full with living entities, even in the sun planet, moon planet. So this is a subject matter we have discussed many times. So, Kunti has already pointed out that Krishna is Ishvara and is beyond the jurisdiction of this material world. That Krishna when he comes here, yada agalai dharmasya glani bhavati. He comes. Tadatmanam sijama. He comes. Then how he comes? He comes as the son of Vasudeva. Krishnaya Vasudeva. Vasudeva. His name, because he comes as the son of Vasudeva, therefore he is called Vasudeva. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Samahatma Sudeva. If one knows that this Vasudeva is everything, then he is the most exalted Mahatma. So, these things have to be understood. That is Krishna consciousness. And if we remain fooled, no, everything is there. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, in Bhagavad Gita, everything is there about Krishna. Anyone can understand if he is little, intent. And as soon as you understand Krishna, then you are liberated person. Janma karma medibam jujanati tattvatam. So why should he not understand Krishna? Everything is given there. Why should at least the intelligent class, the Americans and Europeans, they are very intelligent materially. They have proved their intelligence. Why not spiritually? If their materially intelligent brain is there, you could not utilize it. Either for material purpose, or now so far you have done for material purpose. You have done enough. So many machineries and so many things, but there is no happiness. You take to it. Apply your brain and intelligence to understand Krishna. Then your life is successful. That I have said many times, that you, American boys, or American people, you are fortunate. So many. How? Because you have got the result of pious activity. What is the result of pious activity? Janma, Aishwarya, Suta, Sri. You are born in very rich nationality. In America, you are born of rich fathers, nobody is poor, poverty is unknown there, as studied. If by voluntarily one becomes poverty stricken, there is. But actually there is no poverty, so far as that. That is result of pious activity. To take birth in poor family, low family, is a result of sinful activity. So, because you are born in this nationality, rich family, that is good sign. Janma, Aishwarya, and opulence. You don't care for money. Money is nothing for you. We take money so carefully, but you spend money without any. So, these are the results. Janma, Aishwarya, Suta, education, and Sri, beauty. So now, you utilize this, because one is fortunate if he gets all this opportunity. So you take this opportunity and utilize it for understanding Krishna. Then your life is successful. And I am hoping also that if you take the Krishna consciousness, and it was the duty of the Indian, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, that Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Hai Raja, Janma Sarthak Kari Parapu. Of course, I am Indian, so I tried my best to give you this Krishna consciousness. It was the duty of the Indian to preach this cult. But if they are not doing, so you can take up, and for the benefit of the human society, to simply preach about Krishna. Krishnaya, we are speaking of this Krishna, not that Krishna. The aboriginal Krishna, the black Krishna. No, Krishna means blessed. No, Krishna means many things. Krishna means also attracts. Does not mean Kali Krishna, does not mean that he is blessed. He is, Lord Krishna is blessed, yes. My Krishna is blessed. But at the same time, all attractive. So many beautiful gopis, all become attractive. So many queens, all become attractive. So this blackness of Krishna is not this ordinary. Therefore, in the Brahma Samhita, it is said, that Kandapa Koti Kamani Avishesa Soma. Krishna, blackness is not ordinary blackness. Mashitam Udasundarangam. Although his back is like a black cloud, but Sundar, very, very beautiful. How much beautiful? Kandapa Koti Kamani Avishesa Soma. He's so beautiful that if you bring millions and millions of cupids, cupid is supposed to be very big, still he will have power. So Krishna, Shyama Sundaram, Shyama means black, and is still very, very big. That is the understanding of Krishna. So therefore, to understand Krishna perfectly, Kunti is pointing out. That Krishna, who is the son of Vasudeva, that beautiful Krishna, that something that Krishna, Krishnaya Vasudeva. Then Vasudeva may be in that many ways, then Madhasnes, Devaki Nandana. That Krishna is born of Devaki and Vasudeva, not us. Then there cannot be any mistake. If both the fathers and mothers may, and again, he's pointing out, Nanda Gopa Kumaraya, that Krishna who was carried to Vrindavan and he remained as foster son of Maharaj Nanda. And then he says, Govindaya, Govinda, that he was a cowherd boy, played as a cow, Govinda. And go means cow, and go means Indriya. Senses. So he was pleasant to the cows. The cows were very much pleased with Krishna. As soon as Krishna called them, they immediately come. And the Govinda word is explained in the Brahma Samhita in so many ways. Govinda. Therefore this reference is given there. Govinda. What is that? Hristi sthiti pralaya khadhana sakti dita chayeva bhumanani vivarti dhuddha ichhanu rupomapi jasata testates Govinda maharidhuddha. Govinda is not ordinary. That Govinda. Which Govinda? This material energy, Durga, which working so wonderfully. Srishti sthiti pralaya sadhana sakti. Yes, this material energy has got so much power that it can create, it can destroy, it can maintain, so much power. But don't think that this material energy is working independently. And then how she is working? Chayeva jasva, dhumanani divati dhuddha. That she is working just like shadow. Then what is the reality? Govinda. Adipurusam. Tamaham Vaya. So you are worshipping that person who is the original director of this material because we are captivated by the three gunas of material energy. We think this material energy, material world is everything. Because you are foolish. Navidana. Mameva paramurta. Three gunamai. Wow. They have been captivated by the three materials. They cannot understand that behind this there is Krishna. So, this Govinda word can be explained in so many ways. Krishna can be, we can try to explain this verse, year after year, still it cannot be ended, it is so not like that, but we should try to understand Krishna. There are so many ways to understand Krishna. Some or other, simply if you understand that Krishna is Ishvara Paramakrishna. That much. That Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. If you are convinced on this subject matter, then your life is successful. Thank you very much.
So, yeah.